This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra.
Choosing the right crop insurance for your farming operation can be challenging. At Farm Credit Services of Illinois, our professionals know crop insurance and can explain the different coverage options available. Farm Credit can provide the latest information on new crop insurance policy combinations, along with recent changes to the Federal Crop Insurance Program guidelines. Information that helps you choose the best coverage plan for your farming operation. Whether it's a yield or revenue coverage policy or the new total weather insurance program, Farm Credit provides you the latest coverage information, product knowledge, and exceptional customer service, all delivered to you conveniently with our on-farm service. Call us today at 800-444-FARM for the crop insurance coverage to meet your risk management demands. Whether we're in the field with you or in the office for you, farming is our life too. Remember, 800-444-FARM. At Farm Credit, we understand.
Accidents happen, and when they do to your vehicle, you want the job done right. For that, you need two things, the right person and the right equipment. Smokey Jennings Chevrolet in Palmyra has both. Body shop manager and Carlinville resident Jeremy Gons has certified technicians and the latest equipment like a frame straightening rack, sandblasting booth, a 100 alignment machine, and downdraft bake finish paint booth to give you a factory finish. They can paint your bumper, fix the deer hitch, or even do color spray in blenders. And they provide loaner cars. Accidents happen. Let Jerry and the crew at Smokey Jennings handle it for you. Getting the job done right since 1946.
Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield is your headquarters for Firestone Farm Tires and Service. Taylor Tire, your authorized Firestone Tire dealer, is the place to call for all your Firestone Farm Tire needs. And when you need in-the-field service, the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto are trained, experienced, and they have the right equipment to do the job and on time. So when you need Firestone Farm Tires or in-the-field service, call the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto at the west end of Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. First of all, in farm news on this Wednesday morning, the DTN general opening call later this morning, expect corn to open 1 to 2 higher, beans 1 to 3 higher, and wheat about 4 higher. Crude oil market overnight 21 cents higher at 106.76, the Brent crude 80 cents higher at 122.35. The gold contract $2.10 lower at $1,786.30. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, March wheat closed at 662 and a quarter. That was up 16 and a half. May wheat closed at 668 and a quarter, up 15 and a half. July wheat closed at 679 and a half. That was up 16. March corn yesterday closed at 653 and a half, up 9. May corn closed at 657 and a quarter, up 8 and 3 quarter. July corn closed at 658 and 3 quarter, up 8 cents. March soybeans on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 13.05 and a quarter, up 11 and a half. May beans closed at 13.12 and a half, up a dime. July beans closed at 13.19 and three quarter, up 9 and a quarter. March soybean meal on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 3.46.50, up 5.60. May meal closed at 3.49.30, up 5.70. July meal closed at 3.50.70. That was up 5.20. March soybean oil on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 54.42, up 4. May oil closed at 54.80, up 6. July oil closed at 55.19, up 7. Right now, now March oats closed at 3.20 and 3 quarter, up 3 quarter. May oats closed at 3.13 and 3 quarter, up 3 cents. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the cash grain recap.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Grain Market News Report. The Illinois Kinder grain prices were higher on Tuesday afternoon. Speculative and fund buying at the Board of Trade pushed grain futures higher. Strength in the cash soybean market continues to support stronger soybean bids. In Central Illinois, Country Grain Dealers quoted shell corn bids 9 cents stronger at 650 to 664, while soybean bids were up 11 cents at 1283 to 1296. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids gained at 9 to 10 cents, ranged from 6.52 to 6.77. Soybeans advanced 10 to 16 cents at 12.91 to 13.13. And soft red winter wheat up 16 to 18 cents at 6.48 to 6.72. In the St. Louis area, country elevators and mills report those corn bids up 9 to 10 cents, ranging from 6.52 to 6.61. Soybeans gained 9 to 14 at 12.94 to 12.98. And the soft red winter wheat up 13 to 16 cents at 6.53 to 6.65. Illinois River Barge letting elevators quoted producer corn bids 9 to 11 cents stronger at 6.57 to 6.65. Soybeans gained 12 to 17 cents at 13.11 to 13.19. And new crop wheat bids for July 12 delivery up 14 to 18 cents at 6.62 to 6.64. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 9 to 10 cents stronger at 6.75 to 6.77. These same elevators boosted their soybean prices by 12 to 13 cents with quotations at 13.30 to 13.33. Soft red winter wheat gained 16 cents at 6.77 to 6.78, while the Milo ended 8 cents higher at 6.37 to 6.38. That is our country grain report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg returning you to WSMI.
On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, April hogs closed at 88.02, down 63. May hogs closed at 96.77, down 93. June hogs closed at 97.72, down 35. February cattle on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 127.35, down 20. April cattle closed at 128.27, down 35. June cattle closed at 126.20, down a half dollar. March feeder cattle on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 155.75, down 70. April feeders closed at 158.65, down 87. May feeders closed at 160.12. Down 58. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the cash livestock market report.
The closing livestock reports for Tuesday, February 28th, for the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hogs, Barrels, and Gilts closed 73 cents lower, with a carcass-based price range of 77 to 83.11 and a weighted average of 81.90. Hogs purchased Illinois today 15,600. Illinois direct barrel and gilt trade was steady to $2 lower at 57 to 60, with Illinois direct slaughter sows steady. U.S. 1s to 3s under 400 pounds and 400 to 450 pounds at 51 to 55. 450 to 550 pounds, 54 to 59, and over 550 pounds at 55 to 60. Today's estimated receipts 900 and Monday's actuals also 900. Pork carcass can add at 85.64, and that is unchanged. Estimated daily livestock slaughter and to federal inspection, hogs for today, last week, and a year ago, all 422,000, with a week-to-date of 843,000. Cattle today, 124,000. Last week, 126,000. A year ago, 130,000. A week-to-date, 246,000. Box beef cutout values are unavailable this evening. Open a report for the United Producers Auction over at Shelbyville. Estimated receipts this morning, 401. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers were trading steady in a light test, with slaughter Holstein steers steady to 50 cents higher. Slaughter steers, choice 2s to 3s at 126 and a quarter to 129 and a quarter. Holstein steers, choice 2s to 3s, 114 to 119.75. And heifers, choice 2s to 3s from 126 to 130 and a quarter. Monday at the Arthur Hay Auction, 2,102 bales sold. Compared to last week, small squares of hay sold steady to 50 cents lower. Wheat straw 25 to 50 cents higher, large rounds and large squares mostly steady. Alfalfa, premium quality small squares traded from 8.5 to 9.85 with heavy bales at 11.50. Good quality small squares at 7.35 with large squares at 72.5 to 90. Alfalfa mixed grass, good quality small squares from $4 to 5.5 with large squares at 75 to 80. Mixed grass, good quality small squares at 4 to 5.75. Wheat straw, good quality small squares at $2 to 3.50 with large squares at 20 to 27. Rye straw, good quality small squares at 2 and a quarter. At the United Producers Hay Auction this morning, 220 bales sold. Compared to last week, hay sold mostly steady. All prices for small squares on a per bale basis. Alfalfa orchard grass mixed premium quality at 9 and a quarter. Alfalfa mixed grass, good quality at $8.10, and mixed grass, good quality at $4.60 to $7.60. Thank you. This is Kim Harmon for the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Livestock Grain Market News Service, returning you back to WSMI.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, February Class 3 milk closed at $16.07 unchanged, March milk at $15.40 unchanged, April milk at $15.20, that was down 8. February butter on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday closed at $1.47 unchanged, March butter closed at $1.43 up a quarter, April butter closed at $1.49.5 up a quarter. February non-fat dry milk on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday closed at $1.38 unchanged, for March $1.31 unchanged, and for April $1.28 unchanged. Spot prices overnight for block cheese $1.47.25 up a half, for barrel cheese $1.47.25 up a quarter, for butter $1.39.5 unchanged, for non-fat dry milk $1.28.75 down a half. The spot price for January Class 3 milk, $17.05. Wrapping up part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Wednesday, here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for February, $6.61. For March, $6.61. Corn delivered to Scottville for February, $6.53. For March, $6.53. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for February, $12.94. For March, $12.91. Wheat delivered to Scottville for February, $6.39. For more information or to confirm the bids, you can call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. The pre-opening bids once again, corn at Greenfield, $6.61, corn at Scottville, $6.53, beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $12.94, wheat at Scottville, $6.39. And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Wednesday, brought to you by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra, by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Color radar shows no precipitation in our mid-Illinois listening area at this time. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Your family safety is important to you. By choosing Comfort Pro Propane from M&M Service for your home heat, you can be sure that you're getting a safe and economical fuel. Furthermore, the Comfort Pro staff at M&M Service are properly trained to make sure that your propane system is in proper working order. So don't take unnecessary risks. Contact M&M Service today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Sunny skies, windy today, high temperatures in the low 60s. We will have west winds gusting to 45 miles per hour. Clear and cooler tonight, low temperatures in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, Thursday, sunny skies, high temperatures in the low 60s. Your extended forecast for Friday through Sunday, partly cloudy, turning cooler with a chance of showers on Friday. Low temperatures in the low 40s, falling to the low 30s. High temperatures in the upper 50s, falling to the upper 40s. Right now at the Weather Center, we have south winds at 8 miles per hour, the barometric pressure steady. Partly cloudy skies, 57 degrees on this Wednesday morning. WSMI weather watcher Robin Schroeder of Jerseyville overnight, a trace of precipitation. The Lang family of Coffeen recorded 3/10 of an inch of rain overnight, and a trace of precipitation here at the Weather Center. Once again, 57 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is yours in 1 minute.
Ag Safety Awareness Week is March 4th through 10th. A fitting time to remind you to take extra precautions when working in grain bins. It takes only a matter of seconds to become submerged in flowing grain. Make it a habit to follow three simple yet life-saving rules when entering a grain bin. Turn off all augers, wear a body harness and secured safety rope. Have a spotter outside the bin. Simple? Yes. Scary? You bet. In the time it took to deliver this message, you could lose your life in a grain handling accident. This message is brought to you by the Grain Handling Safety Coalition.
When Mother Nature threatens your farming operation, you've got to be prepared. And nobody helps you prepare better than your PHI Insurance Services agent. Call them today for a customized package that includes multi-peril crop insurance coverage, crop hail coverage with a wind and green snap endorsement. March 15th is the deadline to buy insurance for spring planted crops. To find your nearest PHI Insurance Services agent, an agent with a farmer's perspective, call 800-433-5597. This agency is an equal opportunity employer.
In our farm news today, a new phenomenon is underpinning corn prices, prosperity. Having benefited from high prices last year, farmers are becoming more choosy about when to sell their corn. Right now, some are opting to stockpile some of the harvest rather than sell it, a decision analysts say is keeping corn prices relatively high. According to the Wall Street Journal, farmers now hold about 64% of the nation's corn in storage. As rising gas prices threaten to put a drag on the sluggish economic recovery, the Obama administration is leaving open the possibility that it could draw from the nation's emergency oil reserve. Gas prices rose about 12 cents over the past week to hit a national average Friday of $3.65 per gallon. The possibility of tapping the reserve often comes up when gas prices soar. The 2012 Illinois Small Fruit and Strawberry Schools will be held March 6th and 7th at the Holiday Inn in Mount Vernon. They will provide 2 days of educational sessions on growing and marketing small fruit crops, including strawberries in the Midwest. The schools offer information for anyone interested in small fruit or strawberry production, from novice to established producer. Presentations will be provided by specialists from the University of Arkansas, the University of Illinois, and industry leaders. The pre-registration fee, $35 per farm family, and it includes admission to the educational sessions and a trade show, along with a copy of the 2012 Midwest Commercial Small Fruit and Grape Spray Guide. Registration forms need to be mailed by tomorrow to receive the early bird rate. For more information, you can contact Jeff Kindheart at 618-695-2441 or email jkindhar@illinois.edu. Corn and soybean producers who don't already have their 2012 crop insurance in place would be well advised to speed dial their insurance agent. The deadline to get coverage is March 15th. This year's changes are making coverage more affordable. If drought continues in the Midwest, good crop insurance coverage becomes more critical. There are two things to remember. Insurance premiums for most coverage levels for corn and soybeans in the Midwest will be lower than premiums paid for comparable coverage in 2011. Another change is the trend-adjusted actual production history yield option. This allows producers with qualifying APH databases in eligible counties to choose to have their APH yield used to determine crop insurance coverage guarantees adjusted based on their county's historic yield trend. In other farm news, corn prices topped $8 last summer, and that is expected to encourage an expansion in the planting of corn this year. As a result, the United States Department of Agriculture predicts the price of corn could fall 20%, the stockpile could double. USDA expects farmers will plant 94 million acres of corn this year. That's about 2 million acres more than last year. This would be the largest area planted to corn since 1944. This information is found in a report released during the annual USDA Outlook Conference, which was held last week. The current estate tax was enacted in 1916 to help pay for World War I. Like many taxes, it was meant to be temporary. Initially, the top rate was just 10%. It was phased out for 1 year. However, Congress allowed the rates to increase to 35% for 2011 and 2012. If Congress does nothing, the rate will increase to 55% next January the 1st. Our guest on the AM Live program Monday was Joyce Vickery of the St. Louis Dairy Council. We talked about how dairy can help dental health. February is National Dental Health Month. Ms. Vickery said that cheese can help your dental health.
You know, all cheese is really pretty good. And again, there's a couple reasons for this. Cheeses like cheddar, mozzarella, Monterey Jack, and American may all help to prevent cavities. And what studies show is that eating cheese can actually help prevent cavities in a couple different ways. First, the calcium, the phosphorus, can help restore the minerals in the teeth and prevent erosion. And in addition to that, again, the fat and the protein that is found in the cheese can actually protect the teeth from cavity-causing acids. And one of the other things is that cheese also stimulates saliva production, and saliva helps to clear away the food particles that are in the mouth. So it's a great opportunity to really enjoy snacks and meals that are made with cheese, and essentially it could help take the bite out of future visits to the dentist.
It was recently announced that March 15th is the date for the Korea-U.S. Free Trade Agreement to be implemented. How will this affect market access for American beef and pork? Joe Sheely reports.
March 15th has been announced as the implementation date of the Korea-U.S. Free Trade Agreement. USMEF economist Aaron Bohrer explains how that will impact U.S. beef and pork.
With beef, imports into Korea are currently paying a 40% duty. Essentially, that duty is reduced over the next 15 years. So immediately when the FTA is implemented in March, that duty drops to 37.3%. We basically see a reduction of 2.7% each year, and duties reach zero by 2026. So you can imagine we'll see quite the benefit, especially when duties drop closer to 15% and below by around 2020. The U.S. also has a competitive advantage through the free trade agreement because Australia and New Zealand, who are the other major suppliers to Korea, do not currently have free trade agreements. And Canada has always been a relatively small supplier even prior to the BSE ban, but as Canada comes slowly back into that market, they will also face the full 40% duty.
Bohrer explains that pork duties will be reduced on a much faster schedule.
Pork is an even more dramatic reduction. Duties on the most commonly traded items, which are frozen pork muscle cuts, are currently 25%, and upon implementation will be reduced to 16% and completely eliminated by 2016. So by next year, we'll see duties of 12%, then 8%, then 4%, and then zero. So very fast reduction on the pork side. Chile will be essentially duty-free on all products by 2014, so we will be on a completely level playing field by 2016.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org.
The Commodity Classic will be held this weekend in Nashville. We have a preview from Rita Frazier of the Illinois Farm Bureau Radio Network.
I'm Rita Frazier reporting Ag News here on WSMI. Gary Niemeyer, Illinois farmer, preparing for next week's Commodity Classic as the president of the National Corn Growers Association. Gary said they're looking for record crowds next week in Nashville.
I tell you what, I am so excited. This year, we're going to have over 5,200 people attend the Commodity Classic. That's a record, and by quite a bit, 20% almost over last year's attendance. And on top of that, we had 8,421 entrants in our corn yield contest. And the winner did come from Virginia this year, 429 bushels to the acre. Can you believe that? Here we live in Illinois, next to Iowa, next to Indiana, and somebody from Virginia has the highest yield. But that shows the technology that's available in the hybrid, all the things that are going on, and that's the reason it's so important to come to our Commodity Classic, not only to get to see what's going on in policy development, but also to get to see what's going on at the farming level. We should have a great show this year. We have 251 exhibitors. This is the largest show we're going to have as well.
It's really great. You said you were going to take off and drive down to Nashville early next week for the event, and you'll be paying more at the gas pump, Gary, and that also kind of just ties right into several of the topics and issues that you guys will be talking about there.
Well, ouch, and you're right, and it doesn't make a lot of sense when E15 has just been approved by US EPA, and you know, something that people really don't pay too much attention to, RBOB gas, that's just the regular retail price of gas, is right today, I think I saw it at $3.02 this morning on the TV, $3.02 a gallon. And I'm sure you know exactly that the price of ethanol is $2.21. Now, that's 80 cents a gallon less. Rita, there are no programs of any kind of a subsidy. We have no import tax. Why are we not moving forward with E15?
As we said, you'll be talking about that in Nashville, and that is not just a corn grower issue, Gary. It is an agriculture issue, and that's how you guys approach it, as well as the other groups that you'll be with there in Nashville.
Absolutely. Plus, it's a jobs creation bill. We have close to 400,000 plus people working in the ethanol industry, and we're going to be talking also about the farm bill. And this is one of the things that most farmers are all excited about. They've had a really good year this last year, higher priced grain. But, you know, when you have high prices like that, you're also subject to a lot of volatility. And that's the reason we need to have some protection in this farm bill.
Gary Niemeyer, president of the National Corn Growers Association. Reporting for WSMI, I'm Rita Frazier.
A couple of reminders on this Wednesday morning. The Central Illinois Livestock Feeders will have their annual dinner dance. It will be held Saturday night at the Witt Lyons Building. Tickets are $15 per person, includes the meal and drinks. And for ticket information, contact Julie Nodal at 273-4768 or Dorothy Archibald at 566-6501. The Southwestern Electric Cooperative will have a geothermal open house. It will be held on Saturday, March 17th from 9 until 2 at the home of Nels and Jennifer Van Ostrom at 10304 Brandt Road, Warden. The system in the Van Ostrom's home was installed by Ernst Heating and Cooling of Hemel, and a representative of the company will be there as well, and light refreshments will be served. 6:34 on this Wednesday morning from WSMI, WSMI FM 106. Once again, the DTN general opening call later today. Corn 1 to 2 higher, beans 1 to 3 higher, wheat 3 to 5 higher. The overnight crude oil market 21 cents higher at 106.76. Brent crude 80 cents higher at 122.35. We'll keep you updated with the commodity markets throughout the day on WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau.